Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another episode of Bathroom Break. I am here with the guru, the best-selling author. I can keep going with all the little asterisks of what he does. Jay Schwedelson, and I'm Daniel Murray. And I wanted to start this off because one of the most important holidays is coming up, and that's Halloween. And I want to know what you're doing for Halloween. And I know you do so many crazy things for Halloween. So.
You know, I'm turning into a grouch because I used to be like, I used to love it all and I buy the best candy and all, but I really lost my faith in humanity because in the last like year or two, what happened is my neighbors, one of these neighborhoods where there's a lot of trick-or-treating, but then what will happen is there'll be a kid that comes by and they'll go to take some candy. And then like 10 minutes later, the kid will like move their mask or some crap and they'll pretend like they're a different kid. And I'm like, yo, I just saw you. You just took candy. And I'm like, no, that wasn't me. I'm like, no, it was you. And it's like these kids that are just like trying to double dip and me calling them out. I'm like, I don't want to call anybody out. So I think I need to give out like not good candy. Like maybe I'll give out like toothbrushes and then they won't want to double dip. What do you think about that?
I think you should give out some skincare products and some stuff like that. I think those kids are pretty smart. I think that's a smart move for those kids. I saw this video of these two adults going out. This is crazy. The two adults going out with acting like they have a fake baby.
And then get dressed up
and getting free candy that way. Like adult people doing that.
I think that is crazy, though. Like adults will be like, they'll have like a baby in a stroller and they'll pretend they're talking to the baby. Hey, you like nerds? I'm going to get you nerds. And meanwhile, it's like a 9-month old baby.
Yeah, that baby's not eating nerds.
No, those parents are nerds. All right, there's a weird transition. Let's see what we're going to talk about today are the new hot thing, which are AI browsers that are out there. So everyone's been using Chrome forever. If you use Microsoft Edge, I don't know who you are. But now there's basically two new browsers that come out from the different platforms. Perplexity, which is the free tool, perplexity.ai, they have their browser called Comet, which is free, and you could download that today on Mac, on Windows, on whatever. And then ChatGPT has rolled out their Atlas browser, which currently is only available for Mac users, but in the coming weeks, it's going to be available for Windows users. And there's some things as it relates to marketing that if you use either of these browsers, they function basically the same way. That is really cool that you could be doing. So Daniel, what's your hot take before we get into some tactics here on these browsers? What are you thinking?
One thing I am thinking about is how to reverse engineer search, because the way we used to search is so much different now. So how, as marketers, can we start creating content and things to reverse engineer how people are talking in prompts versus talking in best food here or stuff like that? So I think the one thing that I've been thinking a lot is how to create answer-ready content, how to create content that will come up in summaries. And the best way is to look at where things are being sourced from, reverse engineering the source from stuff. So that's what I've been trying to think about with these new browsers, is how do I reverse engineer the user or my audience of what they would be searching for in this and make sure my brand fits into those search queries.
So a couple of things for marketers to think about. Number one, if you're not a Mac user, you only use Windows, you should definitely download the Comet browser. It's free. You go to perplexity.ai. It basically functions the same way as Atlas does for ChatGPT. And the reason as a marketer, you need to download it, and then you want to go to your own website. You want to ask questions as if you are a prospect on your own website. You need to see that experience. But in general, some of the biggest things that you need to consider as a marketer, okay, is number one is you need your site to be extremely scannable and fast. So for example, if you have a lot of content buried in PDFs, the AI tools do not like PDFs. You could still have gated PDFs, but you want that content repeated in HTML on your sites big time. And then the other big thing is being able to do a competitive analysis. You can now use those browsers and say, okay, these are my seven competitors. Can you open up tabs of these seven competitors? And it will open up the different tabs of your seven competitors instantly. And then you can say, okay, now on those different sites, can you tell me what all the different places where they're collecting email address information? How else are they putting their pricing page information together? What's their go-to-market strategy? What industries are they saying they're serving? You could have it pop up in all these tabs, and it's pretty awesome.
I think another thing to think about is, I don't know if you're thinking about this, but with these browsers, a lot of them are agent forward, and agents are doing the research for you, filling out forms, booking trips, blah, blah, blah. And you should make your forms and things easy for agents to fill out, because there a lot of people are going to use agents to do tasks for them. I could see eventually them saying, find me five softwares that are in this niche, fill out a form for these. And if your form is hard to fill out because the agent can't fill it out, you're losing potential demo requests, potential people falling out just because you didn't make it your website scannable, easy to use, and easy for the agent to use. So now you have to think about also making your website easy for agents to use, not only humans to use, which is a whole different way of thinking about building websites these days.
Yeah, and the two tricks I'll tell everybody that they should really think about doing. The first one is like, oh, I don't even have the browser downloaded. I don't have the time to do that, blah, blah, blah. Just go to ChatGPT and say, regarding the new Atlas browser from ChatGPT, what do I need to do on my site? And you give your URL to make my site easier to have the right answer show up when people are using the browser. And it will tell you exactly what you need to do on your site. The other big thing with these browsers, the biggest thing they have is it's storing history, meaning that let's say you read four newsletters in your email, you go to two industry websites, all in like, you know, an hour span, you're on a Sunday reading through all this stuff. You then can say back to it, and this may freak people out, it may not, you could just say back to it, okay, based on everything I just did in this last session, this last hour where I've been reading stuff, what are the 10 most important statistics, the 10 most important news stories, whatever it is that you want to do, can you capture that for me and can you give that to me right here? It really will take however you're browsing and then give you that information back. You could even do this on social media. You could go on LinkedIn and let's say 12 people liked one of your posts on LinkedIn. If you go ahead and on your screen, you click to see the different people that liked your post, and you can have those people's names visible on screen, you could actually say to the AI browser, can you give me the LinkedIn profile links for those people that liked my post? And you can instantly engage with them. So really start to think about what you can do to tap into this kind of new era of browsers.
You said this a little bit before, but I want to like pose the question to you. Are we in an age where, I know this debate's been going on a long time, but the gating content conversation, how much less important is gating content? I know that people have been using for lead gen forever, but if AI is using your website, what you put online to help people searching, you're actually hurting yourself by hiding all this information so AI can't find it. So I just want to get your thoughts on like what people should do.
I think we're entering into a weird place. I think number one, there's two different ways to think about gated content. There's their resources page, and then there's another way to do it. I think the resources page is going to be a little bit of a relic from the past where there's downloadable content on the resources page. I think the resources page on all of our sites is going to have to be scannable content where everything is there. I think blogs are going to make a comeback because of that even more so. But I do think gated downloadable content is going to be really, really good, but it's going to live within campaigns, meaning you'll send out an email. If you want this, click here to get it. And it's going to be very transactional. Like basically the only way to get that gated content is from that email, or maybe it's on a paid social post that you do. I don't believe that there's just going to be this gated environment that's living on all of our sites moving forward because it's just not AI friendly. And I think it's going to be a new world for us all to figure out how to drive demand.
Yeah, and I think another thing I was add is we talked about this. I talked about this, but thinking about how to reduce the number of clicks on your website that someone has, because if AI, you want AI to be able to scrape your content, like this is important right now. So how can you get to answers, get to places by limiting the amount of clicks that an AI has to do or a human has to do? I think that would be something I would think about, is like thinking how to make my website less clickable and more scannable.
I love how like scraping was the most taboo thing ever in the internet world. And now it's like, make everything scrapable. You know, it's like,
well, it was like streaming music a long time ago. And now streaming music is just a normal thing, but I guess it was illegal back then, but it's still.
Well, I'll tell you what else should be illegal is giving out small pieces of candy on Halloween. Let me ask you a question. If somebody comes to your house, are you giving out full size candy bars? Or are you a loser and you're getting like these little pieces of Snickers that nobody wants? What are you giving out?
I'm giving out full size, but it's first come, first serve basis. So,
what does that mean? If you run out, then like
I'm not. You're telling me you're like I want to. I think the smart move to do is be known for that one candy bar and be like that best. So instead of buying different, like I think Reese's peanut butter cups. Like that's what I want all in my box.
Dude, you can't give out anything peanut butter, dude. People have allergies.
Well, then now you make me look bad. But
I know, right? I'll tell you though, you do give good advice about one thing, and I've learned this the hard way. I should have asked you first. You really do want to give out one candy, potentially even one flavor, because I used to have this big bucket that had the best, like a whole big variety, but then kids would dig through it and look for the thing that they wanted, and it was anarchy. When you only got one, it moves, it's way better. So it's very good advice.
Don't do the peanut, because people would be, and Ari's, my wife's mom's gonna be mad at me because she has a peanut allergy, and everywhere we go, we have to like tell people, it's like, you know, and I respect allergies. But I am the person who was looking for the Reese's peanut butter cup in your, so there are people who want that. And, I think from now on, I think this is a good play. I'm going to have the nut allergy and non-nut allergy and the state, this is nut allergy candy and not this is a teaching lesson for Daniel right now. I just had a kid. So I'm learning the actual giving of candy. Jay's been doing this for a while. So
I'm a professional. I'm very impressed how seriously you're taking this conversation, because I am not. nor should anybody else listening. But you all are amazing for listening. Subscribe to the Marketing Millennials if you want more critical content like this, or do this, not that, if you want useless content. And go to Marketingland. What's the URL for your event, Daniel?
Attendmarketingland.com.
Attendmarketingland.com. It's coming up. It's free. It's virtual. Daniel will be there. I'll be there. Be there. Be square. See you at the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.